Those are lawmakers laughing as Muliswa bolted out of the chamber as Speaker of Parliament Jacob Mudenda announced his expulsion from the House. Mutasa was not in the chamber. Mudenda said he received communication from the ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration stating that Mutasa and Muliswa were no longer representing ZANU-PF interests. He said the two seats fell vacant in terms of Section 129 of the Constitution, which states that a seat of an MP falls vacant if a member has ceased to belong to a party of which he or she was a member when elected to Parliament.
And the political party concerned by a written notice to the Speaker or President of the Senate, as the case may be, has declared that the member has ceased to belong to it.
He said, though Mutasa had written to him that his expulsion was unwarranted and illegal, all that was required of him to declare the seats vacant was the notification from the political party concerned. Mudenda added that the president and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission would be notified of the two vacancies. Muliswa said he had no comment for now, while Mutasa was unreachable. University of Zimbabwe Law Professor Love Momaduku said, the two have two options, to either accept the Speaker's ruling or to challenge it. He said the two should be given an opportunity to challenge the ruling. In another ruling, Mudenda announced the ban of cell phone use by journalists in the press gallery, saying Parliament standing rules and orders were silent on the use of electronic gadgets in the gallery. 2 weeks ago, Parliament security officials forced journalists to switch off their cell phones and banned their use in the Parliament, prompting Movement for Democratic Change lawmaker James Maridadi to raise a complaint, saying the move violated freedom of expression and access to information as enshrined in the Constitution. Mudenda ruled journalists be allowed to use electronic gadgets, including cell phones, in the press gallery, and that parliamentary rules be amended to reflect the technological advancement in the news gathering process.
And they also approve the journalists for going a step further, informing the committee that will be engaging with officials from Parliament on this and other related matters.
Media Institute of Southern Africa Zimbabwe National Executive Member and Parliamentary Reporter Columbus Mavunga said the Speaker's ruling was correct and that journalists should not have been banned from using the gadgets in the first place.
It's said that we are still archaic, that we have to first challenge our right to disseminate information, not to be curtailed by any state institution, especially where we're supposed to think is the pinnacle of democracy in the land. So while we are happy about it, I think we are equally cautious that our road to ensure that the information dissemination in Zimbabwe is not curtailed is still a dream.
Another journalist, Paidamoyo Muzulu, welcomed the ruling but said action must be taken against those who violated journalists' rights.
It shouldn't have happened in the first place because our media have always been free to use their gadgets in the press gallery, and so we think that should not have been trampled, and that now has made a ruling on it. We also expect that those who gave the illegal instruction, punishment should be taken upon them.
Zimbabwe Union of Journalists Secretary General Foster Dongozi said the ruling was a victory for press freedom and would remove the Stone Age mentality in state institutions where officials are refusing to accept the prevalence of new media. He said it was timely and expressed hope that officials, in his words, would move from analog to digital thinking. Meanwhile, about 100 of the more than 600 former Mpada Diamonds workers who claimed they were unfairly dismissed in August last year are camped at the company's headquarters in the capital, demanding their unpaid salaries and benefits. The former workers, who are under police guard, have vowed to stay put until they are addressed by management, which had previously promised to pay them by February 28 and failed. Company spokesman George Manyaya could not be reached for comment. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.